Nikolsky ran out of fuel over the weekend and is currently without electricity or phone service, although some residents have been able to communicate by satellite phone, and the village school has limited power and satellite internet access. Aleutian Region School District Superintendent Joseph Beckford says that both the school and the village itself were waiting on fuel deliveries from Delta Western Fuels. They never arrived.
I've had a fuel order in with Delta Western for 6 months, and we've been waiting to get the delivery out there. The delivery was supposed to have taken place late in the summer, and it never happened.
Delta Western employees in Dutch Harbor and Anchorage say a barge is being loaded in Dutch Harbor and will leave for Nikolsky when ocean conditions calm down. Rough seas are forecast for the middle of this week. Beckford arranged with Penn Air to have about 110 gallons of fuel for the school's generator delivered from Unalaska by plane Monday afternoon. For now, the village health aide has moved her operation to the school, which has heat and the ability to refrigerate medication. Nikolsky is one of the most remote villages in the state, and its residents are used to being self-sufficient. One teacher at the village school, who was able to reach KIAL via email, says the community is holding up well under the circumstances, and that people are looking out for each other. The school district has also arranged for Dutch Harbor-based Magone Marine Service to deliver a tanker filled with 4,000 gallons of fuel on the company's barge. Owner Dan Magone says it will probably depart for Nikolsky by the end of the week. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.